Welcome to VGK Today, presented by BetMGM, where we give you an inside look at the Vegas Golden Knights 2024 Stanley Cup playoff run. I'm Justin Russo with the Golden Knights on Tuesday, April 23rd, as the VGK have an off day in Dallas after last night's Game 1 victory over the Stars. The highly anticipated series opener did not disappoint, as last year's Cup champions and this year's top-seeded team in the West traded blows before Vegas ultimately survived with a 4-3 victory. One of the key storylines heading into the game for Vegas was their health, as key players in Mark Stone, Alex Petrangelo, and William Carrier all returned for the Golden Knights for Game 1. While for the captain it had been just over 2 months since his last game, he picked up right where he left off, opening the scoring less than 2 minutes into the contest.
Stone a takeaway. Slides it left. Stevenson levitating far side. Drops it into the corner for Eichel. Looking out high again. Hanifin shoots, and it goes in! Deflected in front, and Vegas takes the lead. Mark Stone parked between the circles. Got a piece of the wrist shot from out high. Welcome back, Mark Stone. 16 goals in the regular season. He opens the scoring in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Power play goal for the Knights. It comes just a minute into the power play and a minute and 23 seconds into the game.
After that marker from Stone, the teams each scored twice in the remainder of the opening frame, with Vegas carrying a 3-2 lead to the first intermission. The difference maker for the Golden Knights was Tomáš Hertl's first playoff goal with the VGK.
Faceoff win. Hanifin shoots. Save. Rebound. Score! Tomáš Hertl, right on the doorstep from the faceoff win, made a beeline to the crease. The Knights strike on the power play again, have a 3-1 lead with 2:09 to go in the first period.
The eventual game winner came shortly after the intermission, as Braden McNabb beat Jake Oettinger early in the second period for the Knights' fourth goal.
Offensive zone faceoff win. Eichel gets it on the right, rink wide left. McNabb shoots and scores! A drive from high on the left side gets through Oettinger, and the Knights have a 4-2 lead. Braden McNabb, who had a career year offensively, 4 goals and 26 points, now has a playoff goal, and the Knights extend their lead back to 2. The goal comes just a minute into the second period.
Yeah, Eichel makes a pass to Marchessault, and it gets deflected, but it gets deflected into a great spot for McNabb, and he steps in, and Ivan Barbashev is right in front of the net. Oettinger cannot see that shot, and it gets by him. That's 4 past Oettinger. He hasn't allowed 4 in a while. He's been airtight for the last month or so. Vegas has solved him early and often in this one.
From then on, the Golden Knights were able to hang on and collect the win in hostile territory for a 1-0 series lead. Goaltender Logan Thompson stopped 27 of 30 Dallas shots as he secured a win in his Stanley Cup playoffs debut, with he and the team now looking toward tomorrow's Game 2 in Dallas. Well, you've already heard their voices in this episode, so why don't we hear their post-game thoughts as well? After the break, VGK Radio voices Dan Duva and Gary Lawless break down Vegas' Game 1 win against the Stars.
Jack Daniel's has always made whiskey, and if they have it their way, they always will. But there's one thing Jack can't make more of: moments. Those are on us to create. You see, hockey fans, we only get one shot at this thing called life. So let's make sure we're making the most of every moment, whether it's showing up for our team or sipping a glass of Jack while cheering at the radio. Don't let a single moment go to waste. Make it count. Jack Daniel's.
Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Copyright 2022 Jack Daniel's. All rights reserved.
Hello, I am Kerry Buchholz, President and CEO for your Vegas Golden Knights. I am a proud board member of the Nevada Donor Network Foundation. With over 600 Nevadans waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, we can all do our part to bring hope to those waiting. I am partnering with Nevada Donor Network to raise awareness about registering to be a hero. I am a registered organ, eye, and tissue donor, and proud Nevadan. Are you? Join us at wearenevadans.org.
From the radio booth at American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas, Dan Duva with Gary Lawless. Gary, the Golden Knights take Game 1 of the first round against the Dallas Stars by a final of 4-3. A couple of power play goals, Stone returns, Logan Thompson wins in his first ever playoff game. What stands out to you about the Knights' first game of this year's postseason?
Well, this was an unknown. This game was unpredictable. And, you know, if Dallas had won 7-0, it would not have surprised me, nor would it have fazed me, because I just – what Vegas was going to do tonight was a – this was putting the – dipping a toe in the water more than anything else. The fact that they got a win is a huge bonus. They are going to be better. I don't know how much Dallas will change as a team. They have been really strong. Pete DeBoer will probably be say, you know, we were sloppy in this area, that area. And maybe they can tighten some things up. We'll find out. But from the Golden Knights perspective, I just see so much upside for Thompson. You know, he's been through one now. He played really well. The game was 4-2. He didn't have a lot of action. He lets a weak one get by him. And he'll learn from that. He'll be like, okay, in a playoff game, that can be the difference. I have got to be locked in 100% for the whole game. It's a teachable moment for him. And when you get a win, that's a bonus as well. I think Mark Stone is going to be much better as he moves forward. This was his first game since February. He missed, what did he miss, 26 or 29? 26, I think. A lot of games. And then, you know, has been skating for a little bit, has only been skating with his teammates for a few days. So for him to come back and play, score a goal, you know, he lets Logan Stankoven strip him of the puck. That results in a goal for Dallas. You know, Stone's timing and his mental clock, all of that is going to get much better. And I expect him to be, you know, to just grow as a player has the playoffs go on. Hurdle and him, they got to figure some things out. Lots of room for improvement, but you're up 1-0 in the series.
Tomas Hurdle scores a power play goal, instrumental on both of the two Knights' power play goals. And before we talk about the special teams, Gary, how about that combo, Stone, Hurdle, and Stevenson playing together? Before the game, you asked Bruce Cassidy about how long will it take for you to get a feel for whether or not they're clicking or not?
Yeah, well, and I think that you're up 1-0 in the series. You have some room to breathe now. Now, I also think that the Golden Knights are going to want to figure some things out so they can be better in game two and try and go home up 2-0. Like, that would be, you know, very optimal to say, you know, to state the obvious. So, you know, maybe Cassie looks at it and goes, no, it didn't work. And he's going to, you know, he's going to shuffle it up. I don't know. And I don't think he knows right now. I think he'll have some feelings, but, you know, they'll spend tonight and tomorrow morning breaking a whole bunch of things down, and he'll talk to the players too. You know, how did it feel for you guys? What do you think? Like, there's an opportunity to really dig in on what happened tonight and find answers and, you know, solutions to improvement, because this is a win and a good one, but there's lots of room for improvement.
Well, it's a good point brought up by Gary, wondering how Bruce Cassidy will view the play of Tomas Hurdle and Mark Stone. And luckily, we got an answer from the head coach, as well as both guys, after game one.
You know, I'll have to look at it more. I'm going to guess 5-on-5, we didn't generate, like, enough, I think, consistently. So right off the top of my head, I think they were fine, but I'd like to look at it and see what didn't work or what did work. I thought our 5-on-5 game, we're going to need more going forward, but that's okay. I mean, no one's on top of their game the first game, right? Like, we did what we had to do, got a lead, played the right way, kept our discipline as we typically do. Now we got to get better in certain areas. And one of those things will be, how can we create more offense? You know, our rush game is pretty good. How can we do it in the offensive zone or manage it through the Blues to keep our rush game going well? So let me look at it more, Jesse, and I'll tell you. But you know, at the end of the day, they each scored a goal for us. It happened to be on the power play, so they all count. So we'll see how it looks.
It's honestly awesome, you know. Like, we get, always say early, some rivalry, but, you know, we get first game together, but, you know, it's actually a lot of fun. Even after a long time, you can see Stoney, how he's good with the stick and smart, and I think we get some good looks, especially out of the game. And, you know, it's just first game, and hopefully we can just keep building every game and get better and better for our team. And I think, you know, we will get better and we will score a lot of goals for our team.
Yeah, I mean, we talked a lot of hockey over the last, I don't know exactly how long he was with me. Were you having maybe a month, probably? We watched the games together. We talked a lot of hockey. I had some debates too about, you know, we think, right, it's awesome, you know, to have those kind of discussions. And but a lot of our theories aligned, so I think that helps, you know, knowing that you're kind of on the same page going into games. Obviously, there was some hiccups in the game tonight, still trying to find some chemistry, but I think both of us kind of think there were some plays to be made that were just a hair off. But those will come. You kind of see on the power play, get a couple of big bodies to the net, can cause some havoc. And he's really done an incredible job for us over the last, what has he played, three weeks at being that stability at the net front and helping our power play.
Special teams. It might be oversimplifying it, but special teams may have won this game for the Knights. 2-for-2 on the kill, 2-for-2 on the power play. Stone from Hanifin and Eichel. The tip just a minute 23 in. Later on, Hurdle, after a Hanifin shot that went off of Hurdle, he tipped it on, got the rebound, scores the goal. And the special teams, Gary, while at points over the years have been very helpful for this team, this could be, with those players added, the most impactful special teams in memory.
Well, they start the playoffs. They have the number one power play in the playoffs right now. They're 100%, right? Yeah. You know, and but we forget the power play was good in the playoffs last year. Once Stone came back, they got going pretty well. And I just think now, you know, the addition of Hurdle and Hanifin, they've got really good personnel on both units. Although the second unit didn't get much work tonight because Vegas scored fast on both power play opportunities. One draw has got the puck back, got people to the net, cashed.
Boom. Stone, the tipping of a Hanifin shot after an Eichel faceoff win. And then, as we mentioned, Hurdle a faceoff win. Hanifin shot it. Hurdle redirects that shot on goal, gets his own rebound, and the Knights were 2-for-2 on the power play. We should also mention the effective penalty kill. While the Stars did get four shots during their two power plays, the Knights were strong, and that often starts with the goaltender, Logan Thompson, again 4-for-4 during the two Stars power play opportunities. Gary, how about the way that the Golden Knights got things going early in this game, and including this postseason? Knights are the only team out of the eight series to win Game 1 on the road. Meanwhile, the Knights had been 0-3 in their playoff history, Game 1 on the road. They scored early today and never fell behind, never even gave up the tying goal after getting those first two in the first 8.5 minutes of the game.
Well, they did. They won a lot of battles tonight. They won a lot of races. There were some details in the game that they'll want to tighten up. But in terms of emotion, passion, and going after the game, that was all there for the Golden Knights. And I wonder, you know, the Stars, a lot of pressure on them. You know, that they finished first in the Western Conference, had a great regular season, and they drew the Stanley Cup champions. And there must be a little bit of, oh boy, what have we gotten ourselves into? We had such a great regular season, and this is what we get as a result. So now there are some winners on the other side for sure. How they handle this and what we see from them in Game 2. And I have always been a believer that a series doesn't really start until Game 2. The first game is, it counts as a win, but both teams are just getting a real good look at one another and figuring out a little bit about themselves and how they are going to have to play in the series. Braden McNabb, in a post-game interview on the radio with you and I, said, "We know how we have to play against Dallas to have success." And Vegas did do that for stretches. They need to lengthen those stretches. Mm-hmm.
Any questions that you'll want to have answered before Game 2 starts on Wednesday?
Well, Nick Hague left the game late with, we don't know what happened there. So his health is obviously something that you'll want to figure out, you know, what will Bruce think of the effort? Will he think they only had 15 shots? Will he say, you know what, that was score effects? We took advantage of what we needed to. We'd like to get more shots, and we're gonna all those little things that the coaches figure out and know better than anyone else, and they don't know that after they break the game down shift by shift. I'll want to talk to him and hear what he has to say after that.
While the head coach has yet to take a deep dive into Game 1 and the shot total for the VGK, he did provide a preliminary answer in his post-game press conference.
Listen, Dal, there's probably two or three reasons, right? One always is we're not a shot volume team, so we're never going to be truly that team that just rips it every time. I think we turn down too many opportunities, maybe to play off the shot, hopefully you get a rebound or recover a puck that way, because they were swarming us in the D zone when we kind of chipped it in behind. They did a good job with that. Secondly, score situation, sometimes you're ahead, you tend to not attack as much. So at the end of the day, you know, those things factor into some of that, those totals. I did think we defended well. Second period, not as well as the third. A third, there was nothing going on until their goal, and then of course they get life. But I thought we played the right way and stuck with it. And we know how to do that. We know how to win. You heard all kinds of comments on the bench, as do they. So, I mean, good teams this time of the year tend to not panic in those situations. We certainly didn't. But we do need to increase our offensive output. And at the end of the day, we didn't need it tonight. But going forward, I think that'll be a point of emphasis. How can we create a little more? And make sure we work on that against a team that does a great job with that. So, but at the end of the day, it's goals, right? We end up with enough to win, so we're not going to get too worried to overanalyze the shot clock total. It's more chances. It's, are they good chances? Are you getting nothing, et cetera? So there's a lot that goes into the offense, not just the shot clock.
Last year, the Dallas Stars lost Game 1 in each of the first three rounds in overtime, including Game 1 to the Golden Knights in the Western Conference Final. Knights won that third round game and then won the next two at a 3-0 series lead before the Stars got a couple of wins when Jamie Benn was suspended. Knights won that series in six. Of course, the Golden Knights last year, first round, Winnipeg Jets. Vegas lost Game 1 at home against the Jets. Bruce Cassidy said it was the worst game they played in the postseason. So if they won this year, perhaps only upside with a win in the bag. Talk to you next time, Gary.
Looking forward to it.
We'll wrap things up on VGK today after these messages.
Vegas! On behalf of Nagvi Injury Law, Golden Pipes, Carnell Johnson.
If you've been hurt, Nagvi is the word. Call 702.
Rohan Nakvi with Nakvi Injury Law. Imagine you've been injured in an accident. Now, do you want an assembly line law firm that treats you like a number and settles early for easy money? Hell no. Call me now for a free consultation at 702-INJURED.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up. Shop, spin, and win. Download and play today. Terribles, deliberately different since 1959. Go to terribles.com for more details.
So the Golden Knights have one win in the bag and still have some room for improvement as they seek to take both games in Dallas to start this Round 1 series. Game 2 comes our way tomorrow at 6:30 Pacific Time from Dallas. And you can tune in on Scripps Sports with Dave Gosher, Shane Knighty, and Ashley Weiss on the television side, or of course with Dan and Gary on Fox Sports Las Vegas with the radio coverage. If you're looking to watch the game with some fellow VGK fans, I'll let you know that Lee's Family Forum in Henderson will host the team's official watch party for Game 2 of the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The party begins at 5:30 Pacific Time with pregame activations both in the arena and outside on the Sam and Ash Tote Yard. Game 2, of course, starts at 6:30, and the evening will feature a DJ, visits from the VGK cast, giveaways, and raffle prizes. The best part? Admission and parking are free, So head on down to Lee's Family Forum, the home of the Silver Knights, for a watch party for Game 2 of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Dallas Stars tomorrow. I also want to remind you to download the McDonald's app, because when the Golden Knights score in the first period, you can use the McDonald's app to redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's the next day. Thanks as always for tuning in to VGK today. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform, as we'll be back every day throughout the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs with new episodes. Stay tuned for tomorrow as Ashley Weiss joins the show. Justin Russo signing off for VGK Today, presented by BetMGM.